All right, I don't want to talk too long because it can take a while to get through all of this. We're doing ballistics and trace, which is why you should have printed and looked at all three of those documents for this week. Let me just say a couple general things before I let you loose on it. Who can explain the Locard exchange principle? Or who can paraphrase it?
Anything that comes in contact with each other, normally there's some kind of evidence that the two of them touch.
That's right. In other words, if a crime is committed, it's always going to be the case that there is some sort of exchange of materials between the suspect, between the perpetrator and the crime scene. Now, that can mean that the person leaves something at the crime scene, like DNA, for instance, or can pick something up from the crime scene and have it on his or her person. And that often involves very tiny amounts of evidence, right, which we generally call what?
Trace
evidence, right. And so you're going to be examining examples of trace evidence today. Hairs and fibers, right? And by the way, when you come over here and get your hairs and fibers, you need one strand. So don't take a whole thing of yarn, for instance. Pick off one strand. And same with the hair. You only need one hair. Now, there aren't very many hairs in each of these. So ideally, what you should do is write down what you're taking. And you can put that hair back as long as you're putting it back in the right place. Do not mix them up, though, right? Because then everyone else is going to be confused about what that kind of hair looks like. But you also have several different prepared slides in this pamphlet to look at, so make sure you use your scopes today. The ballistics one is kind of straightforward as far as following the packet is concerned. There's quite a few questions in there you need to answer, but you also need to work with the models over there. And if you have any questions about what to do with this part's pretty straightforward, but if you have any questions about what to do over here or what this represents, let me know. The tape here represents a floor plan. That's the idea here. And these are walls. So you have string to work with and protractors. But I think you'll be able to figure it out. But let me know if you can't. By the way, what is the distinction between... What are the two classes of evidence? Well, I shouldn't say classes. Class is one of them. There's class evidence and there's individual evidence, right? What is the difference between them? Which one's general?
Class.
Right. Class evidence allows you only to narrow it down to a certain group, not to an individual. DNA, for instance, is individual evidence, right? You can say this is the person if you do the right DNA test. On the other hand, a hair sample or a blood type only, if that's all you had is a blood type, that doesn't tell you that person, right? It just says it could be anyone from the A group or whatever the blood type is. Similarly with hair, right? A hair is, unless you get DNA from the hair, if you're just basing it on the color, the consistency, that is a class evidence criterion. All right, I've said enough. Go ahead and get started because it does take a while.